Connecticut Governor Dana Malloy says the state has put hundreds of transportation projects across the state on hold until lawmakers can come up with new revenue for the state's Special Transportation Trust Fund. He says about $4.3 billion worth of projects are affected. WSHU's Eb Ongudama reports.
Malloy says those projects include the widening of I-95 from Bridgeport to Stamford, critical improvements to the I-91 Route 15 interchange on the Charter Oak Bridge in Hartford, and the replacement of the Waterbury Mixmaster. He says the state's Special Transportation Fund finances Connecticut's transportation system, but it's running out of money and will be insolvent by the end of the fiscal year on June 30th and in deficit by the 2019 fiscal year.
There is something that will affect every driver, every bus taker, every rail user, every community in the state of Connecticut as a result of our having to stop the work on these projects.
He says that's why he's urging state lawmakers to take action.
It will get worse before it gets better unless the legislature does something quickly.
State Senate Republican President Len Fasano blames Malloy and legislative Democrats for Connecticut's transportation woes. He accused them of taking $164 million from the Special Transportation Fund to balance the budget in the past 4 years. Some of the ideas that have been considered to shore up the transportation fund include the reintroduction of highway tolls and an increase in the state gasoline tax. Connecticut's legislative session begins in February. Ebong Udama, WSH News.